Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and today I want to share with you some special prayers of history that I hope will encourage you as they have encouraged me and thousands of other pilgrims and Christians along the centuries. So sit back and enjoy listening to several of these prayers. This prayer is from Saint Benedict, at the patron saint of Europe and students, a spirit to know you. Gracious and holy Father, please give me intellect to understand you, reason to discern you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, a spirit to know you, a heart to meditate upon you, ears to hear you, eyes to see you, a tongue to proclaim you, a way of life pleasing to you, patience to wait for you, and perseverance to look for you. Grant me a perfect end, your holy presence, a blessed resurrection, and life everlasting. Amen. Saint Benedict, a spirit to know you. A Martyr's Prayer by Saint Ignatius, the Bishop of Antioch. I am the wheat of God, and am grounded by the teeth of the wild beasts, that I may be found the pure bread of God. I long after the Lord, the Son of the true God and Father, Jesus Christ. Him I seek, who died for us and rose again. I am eager to die for the sake of Christ. My love has been crucified, and there is no fire in me that loves anything. But there is living water springing up in me, and it says to me inwardly, "Come to the Father." Next is Christ Be With Me by St. Patrick. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ where I lie, Christ where I sit, Christ where I arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks to me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Christ. May your salvation, Lord, be ever with us. Saint Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. To Love Thee More Dearly by Richard D. Wyke, Bishop of Chichester. Thanks be to Thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits Thou hast won for me, for all the pains and insults Thou hast borne for me. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know Thee more clearly, love Thee more dearly, and follow Thee more nearly, forever and ever. I'm going to read those last couple verses. May I know Thee more clearly, love Thee more dearly, and follow Thee more nearly. Let Thy Will Be Done by Alexander Pope, an English poet and satirist. Let Thy will be done, what conscience dictates to be done, or warns me not to do. This teach me more than hell to shun, that more than heaven pursue. What blessings Thy free bounty gives, let me not cast away, for God is paid when man receives, to enjoy is to obey. Let not this weak, unknowing hand presume Thy bolts to throw, and teach damnation round the land, on each I judge Thy foe. If I am right, Thy grace impart, still in the right to stay. If I am wrong, O teach my heart to find that better way. Save me alike from foolish pride or impious discontent, at aught thy wisdom has denied, or aught that goodness lent. Teach me to feel another's woe, to right the fault I see, that mercy I to show others, that mercy show to me. This day be bread and peace my lot, all else beneath the sun. Thou knowest if best bestowed or not, and let thy will be done. To thee, whose temple is of space, whose altar earth, sea, skies, one chorus let all beings raise, all nature's incense rise. Next is from Saint Origen, an early Christian theologian. I long for your companionship. Jesus, my feet are dirty. Come even as a slave to me. Pour water into your bowl. Come and wash my feet. In asking such a thing, I know I am overbold, but I dread what was threatened when you said to me, if I do not wash your feet, I have no fellowship with you. Wash my feet then, because I long for your companionship. Next is by Saint Augustine, a Christian theologian and philosopher. Fill us with holy love. Look upon us, O Lord, and let all the darkness of our souls vanish before the beams of thy brightness. Fill us with holy love, and open to us the treasures of thy wisdom. All our desire is known unto you, therefore perfect what you have begun, and what the Spirit has awakened us to ask in prayer. We seek your face. Turn your face unto us and show us your glory. Then shall our longing be satisfied, and our peace shall be perfect. Next is the Covenant Prayer by John Wesley, an Anglican cleric, reformer, and father of the Methodist movement. His life was 1703 through 1791. John Wesley, the Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Next is Saint Anselm, a Christian theologian and Archbishop of Canterbury. The whole of myself. Lord, because you have made me, I owe you the whole of my love. Because you have redeemed me, I owe you the whole of myself. Because you have promised so much, I owe you my whole being. I owe you much more love than I owe to myself, as you are greater than I, for whom you have gave yourself and to whom you promised yourself. I pray you, Lord, make me taste by love what I taste by knowledge. Let me know by love what I know by understanding. I owe you more than my whole self, but I have no more, and by myself I cannot render the whole of it to you. Draw me to you, Lord, in the fullness of your love. I am wholly yours by creation. Make me all yours, too, in love. Saint Anselm of Canterbury, the whole of myself. Next, we have a prayer called To Grow Old Gracefully by an anonymous nun in the 17th century. To grow old gracefully. Lord, you know better than I know myself that I am growing older and one day will be old. Keep me from the fatal habit of thinking I must say something on every subject and on every occasion. Release me from craving to straighten out everybody's affairs. Make me thoughtful but not moody, helpful but not bossy. With my vast store of wisdom, it seems a pity not to use it all. But you know, Lord, that I want a few friends at the end. Keep my mind free from the recital of endless details. Give me wings to get to the point. Seal my lips on my aches and pains. They are increasing, and love of rehearsing them is becoming sweeter as the years go by. I dare not ask for grace enough to enjoy the tales of others' pains, but help me to endure them with patience. I dare not ask for improved memory, but for growing humility and a lessening cocksureness when my memory seems to clash with the memories of others. Teach me the glorious lesson that occasionally I may be mistaken. Keep me reasonably sweet. I do not want to be a saint. Some of them are so hard to live with, but a sour old person is one of the crowning works of the devil. Give me the ability to see good things in unexpected places and talent in unexpected people, and give me, O Lord, the grace to tell them so. Amen. To Grow Old Gracefully by an Anonymous Nun in the 17th Century. That was pretty great. Next prayer is from George Washington, who lived from 1732 to 1799. He was the first president of the United States of America, which I would imagine you would know. A prayer for guidance from George Washington. O eternal and everlasting God, I presume to present myself this morning before thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to accept of my humble and hearty thanks, that it hath pleased thy great goodness to keep and preserve me the night past from all the dangers poor mortals are subject to, and has given me sweet and pleasant sleep, whereby I find my body refreshed and comforted for performing the duties of this day, in which I beseech thee to defend me from all perils of body and soul. Increase my faith in the sweet promise of the gospel. Give me repentance from dead works. Pardon my wanderings and direct my thoughts unto thyself, the God of my salvation. Teach me how to live in thy fear, labor in thy service, and ever to run in the ways of thy commandments. Make me always watchful over my heart, that neither the terrors of conscience, the loathing of holy duties, the love of sin, nor an unwillingness to depart this life may cast me into a spiritual slumber, but daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that living in thy fear and dying in thy favor, I may in thy appointed time attain the resurrection of the just unto eternal life. Bless my family, friends, and kindred. George Washington. Next is a prayer for raising children from the Book of Common Book Prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with the joy and care of children. Give us calm strength and patient wisdom as we bring them up, that we may teach them to love whatever is just and true and good, following the example of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Next is a prayer for success from 1 Chronicles 4:10 in Scripture. This is the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Next is a prayer from G.K. Chesterton, a British philosopher, author, and critic. This is an excerpt from A Prayer in Darkness. give me faith. If ever thine ear in mercy bent, when wretched mortals cried to thee, and if indeed thy Son was sent to save lost sinners such as me, then hear me now while kneeling here, I lift to thee my heart and eye, and all my soul ascends in prayer. O give me faith, I cry. Without some glimmering in my heart, I could not raise this fervent prayer. But oh, a stronger light impart, and in thy mercy fix it there. While faith is with me, I am blessed. It turns my darkest night to day. But while I clasp it to my breast, I often feel it slide away. Then cold and dark my spirit sinks, to see my light of life depart. And every fiend of hell, methinks, enjoys the anguish of my heart. What shall I do if all my love, my hopes, my toil are cast away? And if there be no God above to hear and bless me when I pray? If this be vain delusion all, if death be an eternal sleep, and none can hear my secret call, or see the silent tears I weep, oh, help me, God, for thou alone canst my distracted soul relieve. Forsake it not, it is thine own, though weak yet longing to believe. Oh, drive these cruel doubts away, and make me know that thou art God. A faith that shines by night and day will lighten every earthly load. If I believe that Jesus died and waking rose to reign above, then surely sorrow, sin, and pride must yield to peace and hope and love. And all the blessed works he said will strength and holy joy impart, a shield of safety o'er my head, a spring of comfort in my heart. Next is a prayer for rest from John Calvin, the theologian of the Protestant Reformation. He lived from 1509 to 1564. A prayer for rest. O Lord God, thou who hast given man the night for rest, as thou hast created the day in which he may employ himself in labor, grant, I pray, that my body may so rest during this night, that my mind cease not to be awake to thee, nor my heart faint or be overcome with torpor, preventing it from adhering steadfastly to the love of thee. While laying aside my cares to relax and relieve my mind, may I not, in the meanwhile, forget thee, nor may the remembrance of thy goodness and grace, which ought always to be deeply engraved on my mind, escape my memory. In like manner also, as the body rests, may my conscience enjoy rest. Grant, moreover, that in taking sleep, I may not give indulgence to the flesh, but only allow myself as much as the weakness of this natural state requires, to my being enabled thereafter to be more alert in thy service. Be pleased to keep me so chaste and unpolluted, not less in mind than in body, and safe from all dangers, that my sleep itself may turn to the glory of thy name. But since this day has not passed away without my having in many ways offered thee through my proneness to evil, in like manner all things are now covered by the darkness of the night. So let everything that is sinful in me lie buried in thy mercy. Hear me, O God, Father and Preserver, through Jesus Christ thy Son. Amen. And lastly, author unknown, this is attributed to a Confederate soldier toward the end of the Civil War. It's a prayer to enjoy life, the prayer of a Confederate soldier. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health, that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity, that I might do better things. I asked for riches, that I might be happy. I was given poverty, that I might be wise. I asked for power, that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness, that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things, that I might enjoy life. I was given life, that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all men most richly blessed. I pray that these prayers would encourage you in your own walk and journey with God. May they encourage you to seek Him more deeply and to allow your own heart and mind to construct your prayers to the Lord, whatever they may be, whatever emotion, whatever thought may come up. I encourage you, speak it out loud, write it down. Speak it in your heart and in your mind to God. He loves to hear His children. He loves to hear your voice. He loves to hear you speak to Him. What a blessing it is to be able to pray to a God who loves His children. May you be blessed today. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. I so appreciate you being here. Again, this was a Joyful Heart podcast, and I'm Amanda Kelly. I know you have a busy life and lots of things vying for your attention, so I want to applaud you for getting God's word into your heart and into your ears today. I pray that this encourages you. Hey, if you were blessed today by the podcast, I'm going to invite and ask you to leave us a review and to share this podcast with a friend who could also be blessed. That will help me get God's word and this encouragement in more people's ears and in their hearts. If you would do that for me, I would so appreciate it. Also, I wanted to just take a moment and let you know about some other resources that I offer. Joyful Heart Family is a site that I started just to support you in your role as a wife and a mom and in your family and building close family relationships. Check out joyfulheartfamily.com. We're also on social media on Instagram and Facebook. And then I also started a faith-based family-friendly dance program. It's called Joyful Heart Dance, and you can find more information at www.joyfulheartdance.com. We have online and in-person classes that will bless whoever wants to dance with us. We teach ballet, jazz, hip-hop, and ladies fitness dance for you moms as well. Everything is family friendly, the moves, the music, the costumes. So we would be blessed to have you dance with us. Thanks again for being here and have a joyful day.